Okay, so today, continuing in Hilchos Chol Hamoed, correct? Hilchos Chol Hamoed. And then tomorrow we'll have Tzitzis. And then Thursday, I'll let you know Thursday, we have to do two Parsha Shiurim. We have to do Hazino and Zos HaBrach. Right? This will be, okay. So Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, to all the well. Yeah. Okay. So let us see now a packet hay. Packet hay. The Indian of so Malachas Uman is one of the things that is could be problematic on Chol Hamoed. You know, like certain things, you know, you need an Uman to, you know, to fix. You need an, you know, to, you know, certain things you can, just a simple person could do it. But then the question is how to define Malachas Uman in terms of, like calligraphy versus regular handwriting or something like that, and other things, how this works. So let's learn as we see. Okay, so let's see. In Shulchan Aruch, on the first page, Tavkuf Memalef, Misha Tzarech Lo Beged B'moed. Right, so somebody needs some clothing or maybe alterations, right? Like you have a suit and it needs im haya hedyot beinu maher b'osu mulacha, or is also sokadarko. So a hedyot, you know, could do it kadarko. Im haya uman maher, or is also masa hedyot. So if the Uman does it in a unprofessional way, he does it in a Maisa Hedyot. In other words, he does long stitches, not the regular way of making stitches. Oh, this is preparation for Yom Kippur. Achas lamala v'achas lamata. So he does... right by the dam, just a joke. Yeah. So obviously in Yom Kippur we can't sew. In the Yom Kippur, Achas L'mal, Achas L'mal, just Rikas Adab. Just saying it as a joke. So you know, so Tzvira Chavos, Achas L'mal, Achas L'mata. Kishine Hakelos. And he says, so it says that if an Uman does something b'shinoi, you know, so when you look at it, the result of the of what he did, so you know, so it's b'shinoi, so then you know, so then, so it's done b'shinoi. So then, but that's, but say, for example, the Rama says, In other words, you can't hold it, you hold the needle in a different way, which maybe that's considered shinoi, like for Hilchos Shabbos or something like that. You know, like if you turn on the light with your elbow, as opposed to turning it on normally. So that's a shinui. So it would be only the Rabbanim. But he says that's maybe for Hilchos Shabbos. But for Hilchos Chol Hamoed, when a Malachas Uman is Aser, So he's going to do it, but often shalshinoi. So so then in other words, you can hold the needle in a different way. And that's not going to make a shina. Shina means you can look at the stitches after it's done, and it looks different. That's a shina. It was funny. Just last night, I was on the phone with a Hatzalah member. So he told me, Friday night he had a Hatzalah call, and they had to go to one hospital. The hospital was full. They had to go to another. He was doing it. And then at the end, he said that he went back home, driving. So he said, oh, you were relying on Rav Moshe's cooler. Rav Moshe, was makel to drive back on. Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmir, driving back, and Rav Moshe was makel and driving back. So he said, Lamaisa, he said to me, they did Shnaim Shasu. I mean, two people, certain things he was telling me they could have two people do at one time. But he said, putting the pedal on the gas, you can't do it with two people at one time. So, but he said to me, no, this is even without Rav Moshe. Because Rav Moshe was saying, even if you're not necessarily going to get another call, you're still allowed to, that we're afraid that if you don't let the person go back, that he won't go on the call in the first place. So therefore, we let him go back. But he says, this was a different thing. They needed the Hatzalah truck for other calls. And he says, Araya, he came back, he was making Kiddush, and right away there was another call. So he says, Araya, it was just last night I had this phone call with this person about, Shinoi and, Shnai Shasu and things for Hatzalah. It's funny. Different cheetahs of how what you're supposed to do. For these things.
What's the justification of bringing it back? Because it's going to be needed for another call?
No. The justification of bringing it back is because certain things we allow, because if we won't allow it, you won't go in the first place. Because if you know that you're not going to be away from your family for the whole Shabbos, so then you might want to, take it in the first place. So we said means we want you to take the call, but if there's going to be something that's going to hinder you taking the call, because you're going to then you have to do the call for the first 2 hours of Shabbos, and then what's the rest of Shabbos? You're going to be so that's
it. Well, if you're in a place where you're the only ambulance, where there's only one other ambulance, there are a lot of possible potential problems. Right. I think that's the head that they use here. I mean,
So that's a different head. But Ramosha's head was even without that.
Yeah.
Ramosha's head was Hitir Shlomo Klosson. So Shlomo Zalman, all the posts can say that Hitir Shlomo Mishum Klosson is only by Anisid Rabbanan. It will let you do Anisid Rabbanan in order so you should be able to want to go in the first place. So we'll let you do this. But here, driving back is a Nisa Daraisa. You're putting your foot on the pedal. That's a Nisa Daraisa.
There's no current.
Right.
It's only for potential future.
Right. So he says that Rav Moshe's cooler was not because of the potential future, because, and he said.
Well, maybe because the person would, I think, as far as I understand, with Rav Moshe, because he would. People would be reluctant to go,
right?
And then
that's because they won't go in the first place because they won't be able to come back.
I believe Rabbi Yashiv said that the best thing is to have a goy drive.
Yeah, right. So they normally do get a goy for some reason. I think they didn't have a goy this time. Right. Yeah, the best thing is to have a goy. That's right. But in this particular call, for some reason. There wasn't a guy, I think he told me. So they were driving the, the Jew was driving. And he says, we're doing with Shnaim Shasa'u, whatever they can do with two people at the same time. But he said, obviously, putting the pedal on the gas, you can't, if you're trying to get two people to put the pedal on two feet on the gas, I don't think that's going to lead to a good result.
If you had a car like the driving teachers have, then you could have two people putting on the brake.
That's right. But he's saying over here to change something from a Meleches Hedya to Meleches Uman is, from Meleches Hedya to Meleches Uman is through a Shinoi, it has to be a Shinoi Hanikar. Not Nikar that when you're doing it, but Nikar afterwards. If I look at the job, I'll see that this is not a professional job. He's making a big stitch, and one stitch is higher than the other stitch. So that's what the Rambam says, that it has to be. Rambam writes, Adam Yachmarachrom Shirizev Lo Behani Leuman Litpor Alidei Shana Bachizas Hamachat Biado Elbein Shino Hanikar. That's what he says.
Is there a concern that he's going to start losing business or something because he's not doing the job?
Right. So that's a question. That's a different question. Whether if it's a dovra ovid.
Okay.
So a dovra ovid. So you have to realize that dovra ovid doesn't mean that you won't get this job. Because say someone calls you to do a Meleches Uman, you're an Uman. And they call you to do Meleches Uman on Chol HaMoed, so then that could be Aser, because it's a Meleches Uman. But the Shaila I had recently was, what if you lose him as your customer now? There's a possibility that since you're not going to come now, he's going to get another plumber or something like that, and he won't use you anymore. So that you see, so that's called the Dover Oven, because you have him as your customer. He's your person. So that's sort of your muksak, and that to lose that could be a Dover Oven. But just not to get this one job, so you won't have money. That's Menias Harevach. So you won't get whatever money that you would be paid. That's Menias Harevach, so that's not called Dover Oven. Whereas I won't get this job, which will pay me money, but that's not your money yet. So that's not cool. But if he's your client, he's your and you have him, so then in other words, you don't have to lose him as a customer. That's how we'll see in the postgame. Well, so let's see now.
What about Meleches Uman for Simchas Yom Tov?
Yeah, in other words, for Tzorach.
Tzorach HaMoed.
Tzorach HaMoed, right. In other words, what if it's something that the air conditioner is broken and it's hot?
And you need Maisa Uman. You must have a Maisa Uman.
Yeah. So we have to see whether is that good enough, because it was just for Tzorach HaMoed. It's not so simple that's permissible. So we'll see more. Let's see. Was to go to a mechanic to fix a car.
Or a refrigerator breaking down.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to see more about this. Let's see. Okay, so we have to because just the Maisa Uman itself has Isurim to it. Okay, so let's see what we'll see here. And do we have to get Bishop Ruhr of Kuv Mem He? That's. Let me just get from the next one. Okay, sure, thank you. Because here he's talking about a Maisa Uman of a Beged, so ostensibly he might need a Beged. Yet we're only letting him do it. We're only letting him do it Bashinui. And not and the Shinui again has to be so when you do tailoring, maybe you could have a Shinui. But not everything you can do with a Shinui. Whereas when you're fixing a car, so that's not necessarily you could do that with a Shinui. Right? Because the Shinui, again, is not the Shinui of Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, as Vital points out, is if you do it, even though when the light goes on, it's going to be the same light that when you put it on normally or you put it on with the elbow. So the result is the same. But you're doing a Shinui in the action, so that's considered a nice for Shabbos, but in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, that's what the Rambam is saying. That's different than a Shinui for Hilchos. When a woman has to do it with a Shinui to keep the mutter. Thank you. And I'll show you here in the Mishnah Brura. Okay, so let's take a look here. Yeah, take a look on page 17. And from the Sefer Shmir Samot Kilchasa. Masa Uman hi melacha she'dreshes miumanot lasos karoi. You have to have a special, dexterity, a special mentor human the other master atzmo gonsir ugonosi mentioned there's the cholos hatama shabmitukdeches kron graphic on, like graphic design or something, You have to be skilled in this particular thing. So if you're not skilled in that particular thing, then it's not gonna. So if you're skilled in that particular thing, that's gonna be a malachas uman. But he quotes here from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, on page 14, Rav Harfin is page 14. Sefer Madani Shlomo, maybe Mishem Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach on the left side of page 14. The Kasher Ladaber telephone. Bochashim Melech Zuman. After Tolei Umnus Rabbim Chom Lachas Hechsher. The Moko Umnus Kvar Huchnus Hakodim Shibushal. Whereas there was Umnus to make the phone, but to use the phone is not an Umnus. He's causing a whole complicated system to happen. Taking a picture. Even though Rav Shachter Buder and Rav Yachas Kamenetsky was machmer in that, but they take a picture of the old Polaroid camera. It comes out a nice, good, nice picture. So he says, and I think Rav Moshe Feinstein said this way, it's quoted in the original Hilchos Chol Hamoed Sefer from the Kollel in Chicago, that's a Melechus Hedyot. This looks like a beautiful picture, but all you have to do is press the button.
I guess it's at a level, right? I mean, there are professional.
Yeah, right. Someone asked me a shiloh. They're going to Eretz Yisrael, and they want to take family picture in Eretz Yisrael, a Chol Hamoed. We're going to hire a professional photographer and to take professional pictures on a Chol Hamoed. So that's not so simple. That could be a Maisa Umnus and then it's Asa. In the end, they worked it out. They're going to do it before Chol Hamoed, before Yontif. So they're going already after Yom Kippur. So you have a couple of days there. Not so many. There's Shabbos in between. You know, this year Shabbos in between. That's the famous truth of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer has a tshuva where he says, well, the Shabbos in between, you should not be to start building a sukkah before Shabbos. Because there's two parts to the days between Kippur and Sukkot. So normally you have 4 days. It's 4 days, so not such a big payday. But here, you can't build a sukkah on Shabbos. So there's pre-Shabbos and post-Shabbos. So the Avnei Nezer has a whole thing that you have to dafka be makbid because there are two different zmanim. You see, normally it's 4 days, it's one zman. So you do a little early, a little later. But when there's a Shabbos in between, that divides it into two separate zmanim. And therefore that's considered a chisaron in being mazaris to be making the mitzvah. When you have a Shabbos in between, it's a famous tshuva from the Avnei Nezer. You can argue with the tshuva, but what were you going to say?
Some part of the problem is the camera, which means people are from human, but some of the problem is also how you position people for the picture so they look good. Would that also be just tell people how to stand properly?
No, but I mean, what's the kunst of a professional photographer? I can press a button also, and I'm not a professional photographer. Right. It's a whole.
The problem with professional photographers, they need to stand properly. So let's say a professional photographer that doesn't use a complex camera on Hall and just tells people how to stand properly, but that itself will make a better picture. Would that be awesome?
And just I can tell I can tell you stand. You look nice to stand by that. You stand here. You stand here.
That's half the chokmah.
I don't know if that's half the chokmah.
Isn't that what means something though between a video and professional? Is the part of the chokmah meaning with the stitches and stuff like that? Like a person could physically do it, but you have to learn to trade.
Yeah. So normally, let's say we assume that Melachas Uman is not mutter l'tzarach hamoed. It's not mutter l'tzarach hamoed. If it's a Melachas Uman. So if you look here, yeah, take a look in the Eshel Avraham of Butach. Let's look at the Eshel Avraham of Butach on page 4 and 5. So this is here on page 4, starts. So he writes, finally, Nira Shachosim and Nog Losses, but Masha Korim Tripkos. Dogam is Kaivish Mazem Shumalach and Wurm Shabbos Kodesh. Pizes Mazem Shumalachas Kasiva Mamish, or Mishum Arech, Mishum Vashel. Kumokam Gabi Choloma, Poshu to have a lay Malachas Hedjot. Well, it's like you stamp something. You know, some people have a stamp. You know, stamp, chief rabbi of whatever.
That's with wax. That's with that. It's like a wax stamp.
A wax stamp.
Yeah, I used to do red wax.
You had to tell me about this red wax.
I'm not sure how. I mean, it's heated or something, they stamp it, and then it cools off, something like that.
Yeah. He says that, so it looks nice in the end. This is, I think some compare this like the Polaroid camera. Whereas it's going to look nice. It's not just like a little regular painting that an amateur does. It looks nice. But that's the question. Is the idea of Melechus Uman a din in the result? Or is it a din in the pa'ula? Say, when I do a Xerox, I make a packet. I always have the style of making packets on Kol HaMoed. So if I make a packet, right? So it looks nice. I hope it looks nice. Xerox, you know, I give Xerox a lot of business, you know. So... But I'm no woman. I know enough how to position the safer on the machine. Right? I do a good job, and I make sure there's no black corners there. You know, I have a little expertise in making packets. But anyone could do that. You know, like, but it looks nice. It looks, you know, like it's not like a scribble of someone's handwriting. It's nice. So the question is, do we go buster the result or buster the action? The action, I do an action, anyone can do this action. The result is a nice result because it's a picture. It's a picture.
What makes the difference between someone being, you have to be like, you have to be able to make a living from it in order to be,
no,
as a just
person. No, if you don't make a living, but you know how to do it.
I'm saying, for example, if someone could, if I could change oil on my car, or like I can change my oil, that's something that someone goes to the mechanic, but it's really not that complicated. You can just do yourself.
Yeah, you know how to put it. You pour the thing in.
I'm saying, but usually people go to a professional, like one mechanic, to get it done.
Right.
So that
could be maybe a head joke.
But
there are definitely things from that could go chas v'shalom wrong with your car that you wouldn't be able to do. That you have to go to a, so that would be problematic because that's a Melechus Uman.
So even if you're going to a professional, technically it could be me. Then can I bring my car then to get the oil changed?
Just if you know how to do it. But changing oil is the, it's just a, you know, anyone can do that. That's not a Melechus Uman. You can just tell me how much I can pour, just like I know how to pour the orange juice. I can pour oil into the thing.
What makes on them is it's a physical action, is a difficult action to do.
Right. In other words, it needs a certain dexterity or a certain thing that they only if you were trained.
Brain surgery would be impossible, right? He doesn't know how to do brain surgery.
So if you go by the clock, then the surgery cuts that you're doing the brain surgery. Yeah. No, same thing. Physical action. Whether or not it's going to be part of a choice, that's part of everything.
Well, that's the question. So it's just the question of the action.
I'm saying even part of it is the comma of how to do it expertly. That's the whole point.
Right.
I can also stitch something, and it's so long I do it, I also do stitches. Maybe for that, it's like a and the practice and the, you know, it's
yeah.
just the action, I don't think.
Yeah, take a look. Now, Rabbi Harford is summarized in page 14. Take a look. He said, page 14, right side, second arrow, third arrow, the post base. He says, Mishkosa b'sefer eishal avram b'chach, the lachtom b'chosem, to use a stamp. Chosem, right? Sometimes the person signs a name, they have a stamp. You've seen that, right? Stamp. Chosem ma'isa hedyot. Ve'achon shakol hedyot yachol lichtov bo. Right? Once you made the stamp for me, I can any Joe Schmo off the street can just stamp it. Udvar achil shem ma'isa hedyot ma'isa umen einu b'tzad machos ha'malacha da'ir ha'pula ha'totzah ha'malacha. It's not a din of the result. It was called so-so. In other words, it looks nice, but that's what he says. That's what Shlomo Zalman Ramosha finds. L'haka lichtov v'deit. I mean, who uses typewriters anymore? But
right.
We used to, you know, in the YU library, there was one librarian who used to have a typewriter from, you know, from before the war. Hey, maybe we should Yashim Moshe. Now, Tolly Malasos photocopy. Mr. Maisa Umar, all the slog me matter of fact, he showed me the madness, but it's for Ever Bishnaim, love him, Lohashi Maisa Umar. But it was what about a photocopy? So if you say that if it's result oriented, so that's a nice, it's not like regular handwriting. But if you're saying it's a din in the action, so it has to be an action that you need a special expertise to be trained. It's like a sofer. When a sofer writes, he's trained how to write the letters. But if I would take a Xerox of, say, some sofers, that's a Maisa Hedya. But if I'm the sofer himself who writes the osios, that's a Maisa Uman.
Example, if you were like use computer program language, the mice is easy. Anyone can, you know, anyone can type on a laptop, but not everyone is going to write a computer program, which creates a difficult, you know, creates something complex on the other end.
So, what do you want to say?
And in some degree, the end result should matter as well. Because, you know, you need, like, typing on a laptop is easy. Anyone can type on a laptop. But knowing what code to put, how to write a piece of code, just knowing what letters to put after each other.
What about using a Xerox machine?
The Xerox machine, you just press a button. You put a thing and you press a button.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about like writing a computer code. You need to know where to put the dots, where to put the colons, where to put, like, what letters, right, where to put brackets, in order to create a computer program. But typing on a computer is easy. Anyone can, you know, type letters on a computer, but no one how to write a computer program. That cracks off more. If you miss one dot in one place, it's not going to work. So
you have to be trained to that.
How would that work? I mean, the actual act itself is, you know, easy. But the problem behind how to do that.
No, but like you said before, using a telephone. So it's a lot of complications how they made the telephone. You can't make a telephone by yourself. It has to be a real professional who knows the intricacies to make it. But now, once it's made, to use it is a Maaseh Hedyot. That's a Maaseh Hedyot.
It's probably something that changes over time, because when something comes out, some new technology, then and very few people know it, so it takes people time to learn. So right. In the beginning, it's a Maaseh Uman, but many Maaseh Uman turn into things. But for instance, let's say to talk on a phone, on a cell phone is very easy, but to program it to ring to this to that, that some people have to have more knowledge. Well, maybe everybody knows, and then in which case it wouldn't be. You know, you have to see what we're talking about each time, and, right. And where everybody's holding in the, you know, in how popular it is or whatever.
Yeah,
that's what it seems to me.
Right. Things could change. You say things could change. But then there's another yisod here that he has. What about, you know, riding a plane? Could you ride a plane? What's the pilot? The pilot. I can't be a pilot. I'm not trained to be a pilot.
Today, most pilots is computerized. A computer directs the plane. The pilot is there just to watch that everything is all right. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No crashes.
What?
That's why there are no crashes anymore. Not too many.
Yeah.
They're all directed in by computers.
Yeah, well, let me see what you're saying, Yossi.
Yeah, I'm saying something like a pilot. We wouldn't, none of us would even know where to start. Something once it's done by a professional looks easy, but that's why they're a professional.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so there's a yisod here I want to show you about Maaseh Hedyot, the Maaseh Uman. You see? Here, take a look on page 20. He says over, to ride or what? What does he mean, the Higa Berechev? What?
Drive a car.
So what's the heter? The answer is because that's a Maaseh Hedyot. He says, look at the bottom, footnote 50. Kakarim Kutshani. Shame. Kailu the Nogler, Ludhom Berechim the Boy, Kailanagit the Klishir. Look at Shmuk and Maaseh Uman. Avmeyachasha in Asram. In other words, what about to play an instrument or to drive to drive a plane even. He says because he's saying his chiddush is that Maaseh Uman is when you make them like a professional painting. So now there's something here. But if you just do an action of umdus, but there's nothing to show for it. In other words, to drive a plane maybe is a ma'aser uman, because I can't do. We're not pilots. But there's nothing. There's no result. In other words, when an uman fixes a car, now there's a result. You have a heftza. There's no heftza. He drives. Now the thing works. But he didn't create something. He writes here on page 50, at the bottom. I mean, footnote 50, on the bottom of page. Nissen Karelitz. Shalmei Toda. Aaron Leib Shteyman. Chelem had a novel in Hog Barech of a Moid. Chel Lenagin Bekli Shir. Velohach Shivu Kemaisa Uman. Not everyone can play, musical instruments. So that's why you have to be trained. So I'm a professional flute player. But I had to be trained for that. Not me, but whoever. Right? A person has to be trained for that. I'm not a professional musician at all. But a person who's trained for that particular... So he's trained. So could he... So that you have to be an uman to know how to play this instrument. Or else it's just, like we were learning in the Hilchos Beis Hamitzarim, Rabbi Black said, there's music and there's noise. So anyone can make noise from these things, but it won't be music. So these people, they're trained, they can make it music, not just noise. So he says, So say he doesn't speak about, say an airplane. So what's the heftah to go on an airplane in a chol moed? He's doing a ma'aser uman for you.
There's no
tzotzah. There's no tzotzah. Ma'aser uman means an uman to make me a painting. An uman to make me, Now, there could be, we'll see, I saw the discussion about Maisa Uma for Dovra Ovid. So that could be, if it's a Dovra Ovid. But if it's not a Dovra Ovid...
How long would this thing have to exist for to be considered a Maisa?
Well...
If you go in that direction, now you have to also define how long something has to exist for to be considered a Maisa Uma. If I build an ice sculpture, it'll be melted by the end of the day.
That means it doesn't have a key in.
Yeah, but I mean, how long does that key have to be then?
All right. No, that's an interesting point that you make.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
We have all those Chol HaMoed concerts. It's unbelievable. It's all over the place.
Yeah, Chol HaMoed concerts all over the place. So you're saying that it's okay.
Yeah.
Because why? Because even though it might be a Maisa Uman, but it's not a Maisa Uman that has a Totsah. Because these people, after the cut is over, there's nothing here. It's not like you have a painter who painted for 2 hours, and now you have the portrait.
Unless they report it.
If they record the music.
They report it. As a Maisa Uman, pay for CDs all the time.
Would that be considered a totsah? Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
It has to be a totsah. That's nearly.
I can't think of
another recording doesn't exist. Maybe what? What if another recording doesn't exist? If another recording exists of that song, they really didn't print it.
Yeah.
There's no toelus really in what they did.
Yeah.
That, but I would say, that you would have a problem doing any kind of concert on Holloway, because you have to be afraid of anyone in the crowd potentially making a recording of it.
No, that.
Well, because now
that's what's up. Or, no, but that recording, though, isn't that a separate action? You know, maybe.
Doesn't matter. If you saw an album, well, then my one.
That's what I'm trying to fly a plane, that's what takes a picture of the plane.
Now, well, that has to be, I mean, that may not be it. I said,
no, you're combining, right? You're combining the mice so that someone
can. Right, let's just say you're flying away. Saying you're finding beautiful ways and tricks there, maybe that.
So that's the ISO that he's saying, that anything you do, you're playing a musical instrument, even though you're trained to play that musical instrument, you can do it on Kol HaMoed because there's no Totsah.
Unless you're recording it, it's not going
to. Yeah, I'm not so sure. In other words, if you would record it, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know if recording is going to make it difficult.
When you record a CD, it's also recording music is a whole. It's not a 1 second action. It's a whole process. It takes hours and hours and hours and hours.
To record it professionally, you know, because you want to make a real CD, but just as that recorder with an old tape recorder. So you think maybe that's just
separate actions, meaning the.
So you're saying, because we say a Maisa Uman, there's no Totsah, we don't view that as a Maisa Uman, even though it's really a Maisa Uman, but it's gone. Because he's saying, so what if you recorded it? I don't even mean professionally recorded it, meaning.
What about taking a picture? You took a picture. If you take a picture, it's the same. Taking a picture with a digital camera.
Yeah, so what do you say, Ferrari?
No, I'm saying is that if it should be the same thing. It should be the same kind of thing. Take a picture. You take a picture of a.
No, but there, the mice take a picture of it with a digital camera. I need a head yard to this.
So here, meaning you make a non professional recording. So the mice head yard is a playing instrument, but the mice that.
But playing the instrument really should be a mice Uman, we're saying, but since there's no Totsah, we view it as a mice.
The Totsah has no bearing on this mice head yard that he's doing, meaning the recording is not professional itself. Yeah, it's professional recording. So it's a professional recording. So that's what the mice in itself. That's something separate. A professional recording is a professional recording. And the mice in that has one song, that's something separate. But the mice are playing the music in a beautiful way.
And so you play music. You're playing the flute. And someone's taking a thing and recording.
Right, so that's not a mice. That recording is not a mice in head. It's of a mice in head, but it's not. Religion.
So therefore, you consider it. So that should be mutter or because there's no, I mean, unless you made a simple shot. See, he quotes here the Machlokes of Shech likes to quote on page 20. Look on page 20 in the bottom. Not Mamish in the bottom, but in the, you know, not the top part of the page, the bottom part of the page. It says, Lachin mutul hatpis ulitzalein. So you're nosiyim b'moed. Gam haklada b'machashiv nechshev is ma'ase hedyot. In other words, you want to record something. Moshe Kosov Piske, Moshe Feinstein, Sof Zichron Shlomo. That's Emzi. That's your the Kollel in Chicago. That's they put this out many years ago. The Moshe's psak was that you can use a Polaroid camera. You can record because anyone could do that. But he says, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Shemaisa Uman Tolei Bo Totsah, Velo B'maisa. Lachein Oso Lahaklin B'mechonos Ksiva. L'talem L'talem is Polaroid camera you can't use because it comes out, the result is nice. So Moshe not that way. So that's what I normally assume, Meikar Adin. That if any hedyard could do it, in other words, maybe if it's a professional picture, so that, like that, I told you the example that someone wanted to hire a professional thing to take pictures on Chol HaMoed, so then I would say that's usher, because that's a nice woman. But for a stammer person who's not trained, just to press a button, maisa hedyut. Even though the result, if you have semi decent dexterity, you'll get a nice picture. Even though you really are not qualified.
And can he ask these Midoros?
No, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Not Rav Yaakov.
But what is Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's
Midoros? Yeah, like this. I wrote this. This is my Sehejot. This is my handwriting. It's my Sehejot b'chol des. My Sehejot. But if I take if I xerox something, so it's nice. Look right. Very nice.
So I'm writing myself.
What?
Well,
I know you're right. In this day and age, no one knows how to write because they have computers. But the nice hedge.
I think it would be actually be against calling someone on the phone. Would it be against
contract? No, because there's no calling on the phone. There's no result.
Oh, he still holds it.
Still holds. Let's assume that everyone holds to that result thing. That's the hazard to fly an airplane. Even though the person who's flying the airplane is an Uber. But you can fly the airplane on Chol HaMoed. Because even though he's doing a Maisa Uber, but there's no result. So there has to be a result, but the Maisa had to be a Maisa of even though the result alone is not going to make it. Not like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein, you need to have a good result, like Nissan Karel said, but you need a Maisa that's also a professional Maisa. So therefore, according to this, if you wanted to hire a professional, you know, like people have family pictures, they hire a professional to get the whole family together, they make a very nice picture, so you shouldn't do that on Chol HaMoed. You shouldn't do that Chol HaMoed.
Be against leaving.
But if somebody is in the park, he just has these cameras, and he's not a, you know, so he could do that, a Chol HaMoed, because that's not a Maisa Uman, it's a Maisa Hedyot.
Would Yaakov be against leaving a voicemail on someone's answering machine? The song is extremely complicated for a voice to be recorded inside of the machine.
No, but that was because, because there's no Totsaw that.
If he's against using a camera
because you anyone could call a voicemail.
Yeah, but if he's against using a camera because the picture is a Maisa Uman, then recording a voice in a box is extraordinarily complex on a technical level.
Because of Ksiva. It might be because of Ksiva he's against the picture. Yeah, the old Polaroids created an image on the film.
I think it has to be nearly Nayim.
It took us longer to figure out how to record the voice than it took us to record
it. Yeah, okay. So I would say, you know, the things that anyone could. So I think the Pasha says the things that anyone could do, you could do a Chol HaMoed. And even things that don't have anything that you need special people to do, only if there's a Totsaw. So if you're a pilot, you could drive a plane and. Because whatever, because even though you're an Uman, it's a Maisa Uman, but there's no Totsaw, there's nothing there. At the end of the day, you drove the plane, and now what? There's nothing left to show for it. It's not like a portrait, and I'm an artist, I'm a sofer, and I can, you know, after the end of the day, there's what to show for it. Okay, I think this is some important yesodus. You can drive a truck because there's no, even though to be a truck driver, you need a special license. Even if you have a regular license, you have to be an Uman to drive a truck. But there's no Totsaw. So if you need to drive a truck for HaMoed or something like that.
If you enjoy painting can you do it on HaMoed?
If you enjoy painting and you're a novice you're a novice. You're a hedyot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then maybe it wasn't say that it should be okay. Because you're a novice and you get you enjoy doing it. But if you're a real professional painter, and then you're an Uman, then that would be also Okay, Rabbi, we'll see you tomorrow. Bez Hashem, shir at a the Titzis shir. Bez Hashem, the Nida shir is at 10, and the Titzis shir 11. Bez Hashem. And then probably on Thursday, I think I'll discuss it with the Oilam tomorrow. It could be we'll do the two Chumashirim on Thursday after Yom Kippur, maybe from 10 to 10:30, 10:30 to 11. We'll figure that out.
If things happen, and to what degree is we have to take the modern society into account? So, for example, today, the world is crazy. We're willing to pay, you know, millions of dollars for a.
Thank you.
People are willing to pay millions of dollars for modern art. Can I still allow my child to draw a painting?